Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Some predict that the last fighter pilot to actually fly in an airplane has already been born. That may be overstating the case, but there is little doubt that unmanned aerial vehicles bring a new direction to aviation. UAVs are gaining influence in all areas of flight. In the U.S., the FAA is working up the regulations that will dictate how those aircraft share airspace with manned flights. For now, of course, even unmanned aircraft need land-based pilots or support crew. And in Canada, a publishing company has targeted that need and created what may be the first modern ground school textbook for unmanned aircraft systems. We're speaking today with Graham Pepler, managing editor and part owner of Aviation Publishers Company. Graham, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Glenn. I'm pleased to be here.
So we know there's a need, but where did the real push come from?
It started 2 years ago, almost this month, where I was approached by a group in Alberta, Canada, called the Canadian Center for Unmanned Vehicle Systems. And the situation that they were in was this. They had already started teaching ground school courses for operators of unmanned aerial or unmanned aircraft systems. And the material that they had developed for these ground school classes was based on a textbook that we produced, and is a textbook that's been used in Canada effectively for 70 years by virtually everybody who has learned to fly in Canada. The textbook is called From the Ground Up. And that is our textbook. And now they had been using material from the ground up and been putting together course notes for their students. And we're sort of heading down the road of developing something on their own. And then they kind of said to themselves, well, hang on a minute. You know, why should we develop this on our own? We're using material from a textbook that already exists. And from that, basically, I got a phone call saying, would I be interested in developing a textbook for the applications of, ground school for UAS operators?
Now, the original textbook, that's for general aviation pilots, correct?
Absolutely. From the Ground Up is the primary ground school textbook that's used in Canada. It's used in a number of places around the world, including the United States. But it's for PPL, absolutely, private pilot license candidates.
Let me get into the verbiage here a little bit, because I noticed that the title of the book, I believe, includes unmanned aircraft systems.
Yeah, well, the book is called Unmanned. Its subtitle is Textbook for UAS Studies. And that's where some confusion does actually arise. The UAS nomenclature, that stands for Unmanned Aircraft Systems. But that has evolved from what was more predominantly used was the term UAV, Unmanned Aerial Vehicle. But the UAS acronym, I think, encompasses more of what these things are about. As most people probably know now, obviously there's not a pilot in the aircraft, but it takes more than one person to fly these things. There's the pilot at the controls in a room somewhere, or could be in a cellar somewhere, looking at cameras to fly the aircraft. But there's also a systems operator. There's an engineer. There's a camera operator. Sometimes there's at least three people flying a drone or a UAS. There could be up to seven or eight.
Now, with regulations still in the works, how do you decide what information gets into a textbook like this? And also, what are the other university programs that are out there using to teach their students, or do you know?
Well, that is another very interesting question. You know, in a sense, this textbook is a proof of concept, because we're finding that nobody has really laid the tracks to follow for this industry yet. And what I'm finding and what my partners at the Canadian Center for Unmanned Vehicle Systems are finding too, is that the technology is developing at a much faster rate than either any scholastic or regular regulatory authority is applying either scholastic standards to the industry or regulatory standards to the industry. So that's presenting a bit of a conundrum for this sector of the industry as a whole, I think. But in any case, we had to guess at what had to go into this textbook. Basically, the way the ground schools are going now is the most obvious way, and that's that they're following the curriculum that's been established for students who are going after their private pilot license, and that is the foundation for the ground school programs for UAS operators right now. You know, they're still learning theory of flight. They're still learning meteorology. They're still learning navigation, communications. They're even learning human factors, all things that are taught for PPL students. People who want to fly single-engine aircraft. So that structure is still there. That basis is still there and is being applied in the UAS operator, student operator environment, basically because there's nothing else to go on. Now, with our textbook, what we've done is we've front-loaded the textbook unmanned with a lot of information, several chapters on stuff that's obviously specific to UAS, obviously history of UAS, important things, which I think you touched on, integration of UAS into North American airspace, which is a really hot issue, obviously. We talk about control systems. We talk about line-of-sight operations and beyond line-of-sight operations, special operating certificates, you know, stuff like that. The differences between the different types of UAS, and that actually is a very important notion to point out. Well, it has to be said, let me preface it by saying, obviously, UAS have been around for quite a while, especially and primarily for military applications. But what we're doing with this textbook is to focus in on the commercial applications for UAS. That's where the sector is growing. And that's what this textbook is designed to do, is to fulfill a niche for the commercial operators, and those, you know, by that I mean the law enforcement people, agriculture people, border patrol, you know, looking for forest fires, search and rescue, even gas pipeline work. Those are the commercial applications towards which we're developing our content, you know, for the sake of the students who are going to be flying UAS for those applications.
Well, with the broad spectrum of potential uses, current uses, is the base of those operations similar enough that you can create one standard textbook for all of them? Or do you foresee really having very specialized texts for individual applications and perhaps even individual popular systems as they gain momentum and gain greater market share?
Well, that remains to be figured out. I have to say that's something I've tried to figure out myself, because there are so many arms to this sector, so many tangents. One has to look at the business case for developing several textbooks, and that would apply specifically for law enforcement, specifically for agriculture, whatever the case might be. I think, you know, just from a logistical standpoint, you know, it would be hard to develop several textbooks for that. I think one textbook that encompasses it all makes the most sense. You asked about what about colleges in the United States or in Canada that might be developing programs. There are, I think, three big ones. I think two of the big ones are Kansas State and the University of North Dakota. What I can say about these scholastic programs is that since they were first initiated, in the 3 or 4 years since then, they've nearly quadrupled their enrollment rates. Tripled or quadrupled. So that's telling you something about this sector of the industry, that is the UAS industry I'm referring to, and what its growth is and what the trend is. They're going to be, very likely, over the course of the next 5, 10, 15 years, an awful lot of UAS flying around. So it's a good time to learn how to fly these things.
We've been speaking with Graham Pepler, managing editor and part owner of Aviation Publishers Company. The company has put out a text called Unmanned, a text designed to teach the next generation of unmanned aircraft system pilots. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.